Chris Parker is going to lead the part of our next part of our service where we do our religious education recognition. But I very quickly just want to say, Chris, it's been another wonderful year of working for you here. Well, I always add on two. It's like no matter how long we're both here, you're always going to be 2 years ahead of me. Just the way it works. But you've been doing this now with this congregation for 23 years. That's very remarkable. It's been my delight to have worked with you all 21 of those years, particularly this past one has been yet another very good one. So Chris, I'm going to let you take it from here. But let's thank Chris for another year.
Instruction is not to stamp our minds on the young, but to stir up their own. Not to make them see with our eyes, but to look inquiringly and steadily with their own. Not to give them a definite amount of knowledge, but to inspire a fervent love of truth. Not to form an outward regularity, but to touch inward springs. Not to bind them by radical prejudices to our particular sect or particular notions, but to prepare them for impartial, conscientious judging of whatever subjects may be offered to their decisions. Not to burden the memory, but to quicken and strengthen the power of thought. Not to impose religion on them in the form of arbitrary rules, but to awaken the consciousness, the moral discernment. And in a word, the great end is to awaken the soul, to bring understanding, conscience, and heart into earnest, vigorous action on religious and moral truth, to excite and cherish spiritual life. And with that, I would like to appreciate and thank those among us who have taken up the charge and worked with our children in many capacities for a semester or a whole year as a lead teacher or assistant. And I will start with our leaders who are not in the room because we're busy at work in the baby and toddler room, except for Svetlana and Amy who are in the Ukraine. Svetlana, Yankushevich. I always call her Svetlana. Amy Snedeker and Sarah Stoff, and they're in the baby and toddler room. A wonderful welcome to our little listeners. And in the preschool, and as I read your name, I would ask that you come forward and stand, starting from this end over, because we have a little gift for you and a card, and we're going to be handing them out by name. So we'll start with Michelle Eddington, who, by the way, is substituting in the baby and toddler room. She's not here at this moment, but we appreciate her all the same. Our preschool class was celebrating me and my world, and Michelle Eddington, Jennifer Morton, if you could come forward, Tyler Cutler, Andrea LaRude, Jeff Skelton, and Sever Hoop. through both semesters. In special places, sacred spaces, our first grade class, which you may have remembered last week, we saw the cardboard village that they created and slept in the night before. First semester would be Frank Grossman, Cecile Bonvalor, Jenny Grossman, Amy Butenhoff, Mary Super, Mike Super, and Amy were in the second semester. Our early preschool kindergarten class, we are many, we are one. Please, I would like to have Don Cutler, Michelle Morrison, Zoe Goodall, and Charlie Shepherd. Experiencing the Web of Life, our second and third grade class, Andy Strasberg, Victoria Agnew, Kate O'Shea, Mary Ellen Wessels, Lance Pratt, Kristen Fitzpatrick, Ben Bate, and Zach. First semester for our fourth and fifth grade was Heart Talk for Kids, a nonviolent communication program, and that was led by Dan Early and Krista Early. Second semester, Why Do Bad Things Happen? Jim Woolsey, Gwen Mikhailov, and Selena Wilt. Our sixth grade, Neighboring Faiths, was led by Ken Cowan, Loretta Hubley, and Ann Lederhaus. Our Whole Lives, our junior high program, was led by Billy Parker, Linda Donaldson-Weedy, Ginger Hedges, and Tom Mander. Our youth group advisors were Mickey Saunders, Chuck Rayberg, Steve Hedges, David Broder, and Susan Wright. I think this group deserves a wonderful hand of applause. Had a theme of peace this year with our Pennies for Peace program. We've had a collection of pennies all year, and peace was our theme. So we're offering a small token of peace pole, a miniature peace pole for each of our teachers. And Cindy, I did forget the amount. We have a nice.
For Peace, I'm sorry, we collected just over
$176. Wow. $17,000. Which is a lot of pennies, $176. You may have seen the large jars. So, again, thank you very much. Is everybody?
is a lifelong thing, and so we also offered programs for adults this year. I was very pleased to take part of that, doing the Unitarian Universalist 101 series. I want to recognize Barbara Rios. She was the one who coordinated our adult ARIA program for this year, and the others who took part in that. The names both of the people who helped lead our Food for Thought Thursdays, as well as our Covenant group leaders, Kim Hicks, Cynthia Schreier, Joyce Stewart, Sarah Whitcue, Michelle Rayberg, Gail Donahue, Chris, you get Chris Parker, and our Covenant group leaders are Barb Barrios, Craig, Ginger Hedges, Hillary Keating, Bob Keating, Barbara Spitz, Anya Zakowitz. You want to tell me thank you for your role you've had.
Wonderful Religious Education Committee who has supported the teachers and me and the church all year. And I would like to invite Lori Conrad, Donna LaRue, Gwen Mikhailov, Michelle Morrison, Mickey Saunders, Mickey Shepherd, and Nona Storer, Nona Storer also, who was our volunteer coordinator throughout the year. And then to come forward. Whoever's here, please come forward. And of course, last but not least, Cindy Hudson, who was our chair.